The International Sun Earth Explorer 3 had a great run. Launched in 1978, the IC-3 studied space weather. It focused on gathering data about the streams of particles flowing from the sun. That solar wind can damage satellites, interrupt radio signals, and knock out electric systems that power our homes. In the early 1980s, IC-3 was the first spacecraft to fly through the tail of a comet, and a few years later through the famed Halley's Comet. The probe was retired in 1997, and NASA set its course to fly by the moon in August 2014, and then forgot about it. Former NASA engineer Keith Cowing is the co-leader of the Reboot Project. With the go-ahead from NASA and funds gathered from a crowdsourcing website, he organized a team to try to take control of the craft and give it a new mission.
Every few years, somebody would, listen to it just as an exercise to see how good their radio telescope was. So we knew, based on what people were hearing, because they were sort of listening as it was going to come by the Earth. We knew it was alive, because if we could hear it, that meant it had electricity, which meant its solar cells were working, and it had two transmitters. So that's kind of two of the most important things. You have power and talk to the spacecraft.
But IC-3 had no computer on board, so the Reboot Project turned to scientists who had built the satellite to engineer a 21st century fix.
We went through storage units to get documents that people had saved for 30 years, and we found the commands, and we found people who could write software to recreate the hardware that had been thrown out. And it was sort of a mystery in reverse, going back in time and resurrecting. We call it techno-archaeology.
Cowing and his team built a new transmitter and installed it on the world's largest radio telescope at the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico.
We had to send tones to the spacecraft to tell it to do things, and we did that on the 29th of May. And we said, in essence, respond back, and it answered back. And then, okay, well, that's good. That was an accomplishment, because now we can tell it to do things. And we then sent some additional commands, and we eventually started telling it to do things, which, in essence, we were in command of the spacecraft.
But could the team get the propulsion system to work and direct IC-3 into a new Earth orbit, as they had hoped?
At first, we actually got the engines to fire to spin the spacecraft up a little bit, which everybody thought was impossible. But eventually, we reached a point where there was a problem with the fuel system, that there just wasn't enough gas to build up enough pressure to fire the engines. Everything else worked in the spacecraft. It flew by the moon about 14,000 kilometers away. We didn't really change its course all that much, but the difference is now it's sending back science to us.
Long after it ran out of fuel and its batteries died, Cowing says the solar cells kept the satellite working.
What we're seeing is we've been in space for half a century. We've gone from being able to do things close to shore, shall we say, to Earth. Now we've had stuff that's been out there for decades. And that's a different mindset now. We have to start thinking, how can we send probes out there that can last for half a century? And we've got one example of how you could do it.
IC-3 proved that its simple design worked. Cowing says the data is free and available online to anyone who wants to take a scientific journey with the rebooted probe. The satellite will not be this close to Earth again until 2029. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.